like to say two things, one on Parsha, one on Haggadah, very briefly. On Parsha, I think, I've been thinking this word for many, many, many years, and then I actually saw that someone quoted that there's similar ideas found in the Maggid. I have to go see if it's actually in the Maggid early on and check it out. But in this Parsha, we have, Metzora actually has, besides the Taras, Metzora, it has the din of Tzaras of Batim. And there's an interesting halacha. The tziva akoin ufinu es abayis, the term yavo akoin lirus abayis, v'lo yitmak al asher babayis. What did the coin say? You go to a coin and you say, kin nega nirli babayis. I think I have Tzaras. What did the coin say? Well, you think you have Tzaras, but it's not a chalos Tzaras until I come and check it out. So take all your kalim out of the house first, so they won't be tamei, because it's not a chalos saras till I get there. So I'm giving you an eitzah tova. Clear out the house, because it's not tamei till I get there, and then you could save all your kalim from tova. Okay. On the one hand, Rashi says, what's shot in this pasuk? Torah chasam amonu shali shvav. It's Hashem being nice to us. He's giving us a kula. Right? He's giving us a trick. Right? Here's the mukkar. Anyone ever asked you, why do these Orthodox Jews always come up with loopholes in the halacha? So there are deep philosophical answers to that. But if you don't want to get into philosophy, you can just tell them, because the Chumash already gave us a loophole. Your house is tummy. And what did the Chumash say? It's not tummy till the coin gets there, and therefore you can take everything out, it's not tummy yet. So that's the mukar, that we know that we're good over the Hashem, even if sometimes we have loopholes. But the question is, there's something deeper and more substantive to this particular loophole. Why everywhere in the Torah, out of Kol Tor Kula, did the Torah choose to give us this loophole, this trick, this harama, dafka when it comes to Tzaras? So it could be that the Torah is trying to emphasize a theme that's in general true of Tzaras. What's the most interesting theme of Tzaras? That what I just said. Tzaras is not chal, bein bebeged, bein begufa adam, bein bebatim, until the Kohen paskins and says, Tomehu. Even if I'm Talmud Chacham, who's Kola Torah Kula, who happens to be Yisrael, and I'm 100,000,000% sure that it's Tzaras, and even if the only Kohen is an Am Haaretz who doesn't know whether to hold the Gemara this way or this way, nonetheless, the fact that it's obviously Tzaras is halachically meaningless until I get this Am Haaretz over here and I say it's Tomei, and when he says it's Tomei, it magically becomes Tomei. So what's Pshat? So I'm sure there's many different layers of meaning, but I think on a simple...
says even Shoket.
Right. So on a simple level, so I think we can explain based on one idea of Chazal. The most famous idea Chazal ever said about Tzaras is that person gets Tzaras for talking Lashon Hara. Right? So why would a person say Lashon Hara? So he might be an evil person who is actually trying to like hurt people and to ruin relationships and to humiliate people, and there are evil people out there. But that's a bit of a milsa de lo shchicha. That is not why a statistically significant number of Jews are nichshol in lashon hara. Why is someone nichshol in lashon hara? Very pashut, because I never shoot someone. I would never beat someone up. I would never hit someone. I would never steal their money. Right? But I'm just talking. Right? Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never harm you. I'm just talking. Words don't really do anything. Words don't really have an effect. It's not a big deal. It's not important. So therefore, what does the Torah come and tell this Baal Lashon Hara? It makes the guy ugly. It gives him disease. It makes him a leper, literally. Right? It makes his house have to be torn down. It burns his clothing. And what does the Torah say? Here I am. I'm disfigured. I'm an outcast from society. Basically, he feels like he made other people feel. Everyone looks down on him. He's humiliated. He looked different from everyone else. Everyone, you know. And what does he say? He says, I'm in big trouble now. Look at the objective reality. And he goes through the halacha, and the halacha tells him, the objective reality, you know what? The objective reality you can handle. You know, a lot of people have a lot of things wrong with them. No one's perfect. And we can get along anyway. But once someone goes and calls you Tomei, now you're an outcast. Now you're Mechutz L'Machan and Boshavo. Once someone calls you Tomei, now that changes your entire life and ruins your entire existence. And therefore, the Baal Lashon Hara learns his lesson. He thought words will never harm me, and he realized that in fact, words are even more powerful than deeds sometimes, and words have a tremendous effect, and hopefully he will do tshuva and mend his ways in the future. Okay, maybe that is a ha'ara on Parshas Metzora. I will just give a brief ha'ara on the Parsha. I promised many Parshavarts. I am a firm believer in at least being motive mixas, so many Haggadah verse rather. a very quick Haggadah vart. The beginning of the Haggadah, meaning of Magid, root word Haggadah, is Halach Ba'ani Yechol of Asanabi Arjun Mitzrayim. Kol Bechvin Yisevi Yechol, Kol Desrich Yisevi Yisach. This is the Lechem Onu which we eat in Mitzrayim. Anyone who's hungry, come and eat. Anyone who needs, come and make Pesach with us, etc. Okay, a lot of ink has been spilled, and justifiably so, on A, what is the theme of Lach Ba'anya D'Yachol of Asan B'Arun Mitzrayim? What is the Lechem Oni all about? And where and when in Mitzrayim did they eat it? Big Machlokes Bishonim. And what is the connection between HaLach Ba'anya D'Yachol of Asan B'Arun Mitzrayim and Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol? We're all in favor of eating Lechem Oni, because it says, reminds us of Jesus Mitzrayim. We're all in favor of inviting poor people to come, you know, sharing our food with poor people. But why are those two in one paragraph? And I'll just throw out one of the many, many, many very important and substantive suggestions, which is that, and this is, the Rav said parallel things on many occasions, and this is a bit of a balance, not a contradiction, but a balance to things we discussed on Tuesday for those who are here. Why would someone share with poor people or not? Why would someone be a Baal Tzedakah or not be a Baal Tzedakah? Scientists have proven to us, often scientists spend a lot of time proving things that we all know anyway, that a person with empathy, a person who knows what it feels like to be poor, who can put themselves in the shoes of someone less fortunate, will be able to have compassion and share and give to those less fortunate. A person who doesn't understand what it means to be poor will have trouble having compassion on the poor. And even more so, a person who thinks that he deserves his riches will be much less likely to share them with others who must not deserve them. A person who does not take things for granted and does not think he deserves what he has, but thinks that he was lucky to get what he has, will be more likely to share with others who he sees in the same boat as himself. Kol dichvin yesev yechol is be'adam la chaveiro. Do we share with others or not? The basic question be'adam la chaveiro, before you get into any halachas, before you get to the chumash, is, do I care about myself or do I care about other people? And then the rest is the details, right? So, how are we supposed to inspire ourselves to care about other people? So I think, what does the Torah say? Halach ma'anya diachol of the son of Arad Mitzrayim. Many Rishonim, Meir Ramban and the Ramanel and others say, what's that referring to? This is the lechem only, the poor bread, not that we eat at a Pesach Seder. This is the poor bread that poor slaves eat when they're slaves in Egypt. When our ancestors were Mitzrayim, they ate poor bread, matzah. They didn't eat fancy challah with fancy ingredients and with time to let it rise, etc. Meaning lechem only, without getting into the lumbus, reminds us not only of our geula, like Rabbi Gamliel says at the end, but of our shibud, right? Whether or not that's the Svei Dinim of Amatzah Rom Yochluhu, and Ba'er Tokhlu Matzos, is a question for Chassam Sofer, not for us now. But the answer, I think, is Pashat. Halach ba'ani d'yachol v'zan Mitzrayim. We used to be poor. We used to be poor and oppressed and downtrodden in Mitzrayim. If we used to be poor, we weren't always rich. Now we're rich, we're well-to-do, we're upper middle class, we're beseder. But you know what? We used to be poor. We used to be poor, and it's not necessarily our credit that we became rich. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. If a person can really internalize the idea, you know what? He also used to be poor. He can imagine what it's like to be poor. And he doesn't take for granted that he's rich. He recognizes only by thereby for the grace of God, right? That it's only due to the chasodim v'ashem, which is the point of the Pesach Seder. We're who we are because of the chasodim v'ashem, not because we raised ourselves by our bootstraps. If a person thinks about what it means that he was once poor and that he only received grace of Hashem to be rich, then when he looks at someone else who's poor, he'll say, ah, I can imagine what that guy feel like. We used to feel like that in Mitzrayim. And you know what? Hashem helped us get out of that, even though we didn't deserve it on our own necessarily. So maybe I should help that fellow as well. And maybe that's the beginning of the Seder is saying, is what is the connection between two halves of the Torah, Ben Al-Machavir and Al-Lamakom? Is that if you recognize, A, if you recognize that you were once poor, and B, if you recognize that Hashem took you out of, every time we give halal v'hodah to Hashem for giving us what we have, and remind ourselves, not kofi v'otzim yadi, we are not only growing in Beit Adam La Makom, we're also growing in Beit Adam La Chavero, because once I appreciate that I'm the recipient of grace and I don't take for granted what I have and I don't think I deserve it and I know that I could have been poor, then I'm going to feel compassion and empathy for others, and I'm going to be more likely, to be more charitable with others. The Rav said this thing many times. He says, you know why a lot of secular Jews are from the big Balei Tzedakah and always fighting for the oppressed and the poor and disadvantaged? He says, because they still remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. They still remember what it's like to be poor and that someone has to save you. And therefore, even though they forgot about Har Sinai, they still remember Yetzias Mitzrayim inside themselves, and that still has ashpa on what they do, even if they're not yet terribly religious. And, okay, there's a lot more to say about the relationship between Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that'll have to wait for another day. I'd like to wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Kosher Sameach, and we are excited about regrouping next month on Monday, April 20th. Sunday. I'm starting tomorrow with Monday, April 28th for the next year.